This meeting is being recorded.
Hello, everybody. Can everybody hear me?
Yep, I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rodney, have you heard from Bob Moore or should I text him?
I would text him.
I will do that right now.
I haven't heard from him. I don't know who's on the iPhone there. Oh, snap. No, it's not me.
No, that's me, Rob.
Oh, Mr. Rob Goring.
Yes, it is. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
All right. Never done this before.
It's a new experience.
I'm kind of low tech.
Yeah, I see you're hiding behind your iPhone sign.
Hopefully.
Who was texting Bob Moore?
I am.
Oh, okay.
Well, can we wait 2 minutes? It's 6:30 at this time.
Yep. I'm okay with it.
Mr. Chairman, he's connecting. We had technical difficulties.
Oh, okay. I bet it's because he spelt his name backwards.
That's not funny. Well, it was kind of funny, but not that funny. It looks like he's on now.
Yeah, there we go.
There he is. Okay, 6:32. I'm calling this meeting to order. Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen special meeting. Accounts payable Tuesday, February 13th, 2024, 6:32. Virtual only. Second on the agenda is to consider an act on the accounts payable report. Do we have any questions?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we accept the AP report is at this time.
Okay, Pam makes a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Bob Moore makes a second. Do we have any discussions? I know know there was one on the, I'd have to find it. It was something about St. Patrick's Day at the AquaTurf.
Mr. Chairman, that was for the seniors. I was startled by it, but I just wanted to know, is that something that they've done in the past?
Oh, I don't know that. Okay. I don't know if Jim would know anything about that.
I don't know if it's been done in the past, but it is for a senior center program.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm comfortable with that then.
So is there, I don't see any hands up. So I
have a question about one of the legals. Oh, there we go. So there's legal services, John Laria trustee versus Laura Thweet. So I was just wondering, like, why is the town getting charged for services for a case that doesn't seem to have anything to do with the town? And are you free to speak about it at all?
Well, I can speak in very general terms. We still have an interest in the 65 Shoddy Mill Road property with regard to zoning violations and wetlands violations. The property has now been foreclosed on and is now in the ownership of the trust. And we are negotiating with them. So we went to court with the previous owner, and we got judgments against the previous owner with regard to both wetland violations and with zoning violations. When the ownership changed, those court orders were no longer valid because they went with the owner, not against the property. And so we are currently in negotiations with them to actually resolve those matters without having to go back to court or issue new orders. We were actually supposed to meet there today on site with our wetlands agent, with their expert wetlands restoration specialist, and try to work through that. So that's why that is continuing and ongoing.
Thanks. That's helpful. I don't think I had any other. Well, actually, still under legal services, what's the Enrico Road future row? Is that exactly having to do with those driveways at the end?
Yes, that's ROW, stands for right of way.
Oh, thank you.
Is there any other questions? So I have one. The first thing on the list is the pumping and removal of wastewater. Is that in order to get that sewer line smelly stuff back in order?
No.
That's the oil water separator at the town garage. So in the wash bay, the water that goes from the wash bay goes through an oil water separator, so that we're not contaminating the ground with, diesel and oil products. And so when that gets full, we have to have it pumped and it's taken away and treated somewhere.
Okay, very good. If there's no other questions, we'll take a vote to move the accounts payable forward. Pam?
Aye.
Mather? Mather? You can nod your head?
Yes, aye.
Okay. Amanda?
Aye.
Gwen?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
Bob?
Aye.
Rodney is an aye. So that 7-0 motion moves forward. Now we have to consider an act on budget transfers.
No action necessary. It's just for informational purposes.
Okay. Is there any questions on the budget transfers? Do they need to be read into the record?
I'm sure that wouldn't hurt.
Does anybody have them in front of them?
I can pull it up. So it is a transfer for under the fire commission budget for $750 from equipment to travel, and the purpose is for firefighters to attend an extrication class. That's all we have, sir.
Okay, very good. Any other discussion on that? No. So we're going to move on to number four, discussion and possible action on grant for South Road parking lot. Do I have a motion?
Mr. First Selectman, may I just do a brief update summary of this before we ask for a motion?
Yes, you're welcome.
Okay, thank you. So for the board clerk, this is Gwen Marion speaking. I am suggesting that we don't move forward with applying for a grant using the design that we've been given at this time. But I feel very strongly that we need to commit to look at alternatives and objectively consider all of the that was presented to us. And some of the problems that I see with the design that was presented, I feel it's over-engineered. I feel like it doesn't represent what I had envisioned, especially, I mean, not so much for the parking, but for the boardwalking through the wetland. And nobody, including Jim nor I, had any chance to review the design before it was presented to us. And some of the problems are that the boardwalking is should be similar to the boardwalking that's way down at the east end of Heritage Farm, where it's wood, it's set low to the ground, there are no footings. It could be fake wood too. I mean, that would last longer. But this design is showing two 24-inch footings dropped probably about a foot in. It's showing railings. So it's not what this property needs. The property needs something that's got much less impact. I also question the need for $18,000 worth of bituminous concrete that was listed. That was not talked about when Jim and I talked to Joe. And I also question whether the guide rails need to be replaced as shown on the plan. I mean, maybe DOT requires that, but we don't know that. Nobody asked the question. We were not given an answer. So those are issues that I see with the current design and issues why I think we shouldn't move forward with this. But I am committed, and I hope this board is committed to looking at alternatives. And I'm going to throw out some alternatives right now that I've considered. One is directly across the street from the parking as shown, there is the town property where there's a flat area, and this would have the benefit of having being able to have a parking area cleared of trees where the cars could pull in and pull out. They could pull in, turn around, and pull out, not having to back out. So that could possibly deal with the concerns of the speeding concerns that people expressed. And it's fairly flat there. I don't think much grading would have to be done. And the vegetation is not really that mature. So the cutting would not be that extreme. Now, possible problems that we're going to face with that is that the neighbors are probably going to have some concerns based on the responses that we got the other night. But we have to be really objective about what these concerns are. And they fall into two distinct categories. One of the sets of concerns is that people are generally against a trail versus, and some other concerns are they're against the parking for safety concerns. So the concerns that are voiced that generally against having a trail there at all, two people said that they bought their property thinking that the property was behind them was never going to be developed. But if they bought their property before 2016, there was a distinct possibility of the state putting a highway in there. So I can't say that that's an expectation that is really based in reality. There was also a concern expressed about privacy. And as I mentioned at the last meeting, I feel like the separation distance between the trail and the location of the and the boundary lines is far enough so that that should alleviate that concern. And I had also mentioned that there's properties in town where trails go a lot closer to houses than this one would go. And there was a concern about diminution of property values. And there's evidence all over the state that having close access to trails actually is a benefit, and people seek out properties where there's easy access to trails, and they're considered an enhancement. And often, including on the Hop River State Park Trail, you see people, they make their own trails off of their backyards because they want to connect up with these trails. So so that's one set of issues, was this general discontentment with not having a trail there at all. And that's where we have to really be realistic about our thinking. The second set of comments were about the safety, about speeding on South Road. And I think that's a legitimate concern. And I think that we would need to have some professional advice about that. But I think that putting the parking area, making the parking area off road, could alleviate that possibility or that concern, because people would be driving in and driving out and not parking on the street. There was another concern about illegal activities taking place. And the way that I have envisioned this parking lot, it would be like the Steeles Crossing parking area, where it's very open, and the openness would probably deter people from using it in an illegal manner. I can't guarantee that would happen, but when you open up an area and people start using it, people who want to use it for illegal purposes usually will flee. So that's one alternative, which I think is the best one at this point, is directly across the street from where we were looking, where this design shows. The other things that to be considered, there's along Route 6 again, but between Munson's and Bolton Collision, about halfway between there. But if the problem there, Jim, you remember when we met with Joe Dillon out there, the farther you get north toward Munson's, the steeper the grade is off the east side of Route 6, which means the more fill would have to go in there. So who knows what the cost of that would be, but I do know that would take a lot of fill and a lot of engineering to design a driveway coming down into that parking area. Another consideration is behind England Hardware. The problem with that is that when you go off the parking area behind England Hardware, you drop down steeply. You come to a stream that is really it's got a ton of garbage in it. It's got a lot of runoff from Route 6. It's not a nice area. And then it's too steep to go back to go up the other side. You would have to go around the toe of the slope. And it's just not a nice area there for a trail. Also, I think DOT leases part of that parking lot. So we would have to look into that. Another option that was mentioned is Stony Road. The sides of Stony Road is steep going up and down, but it's also steep once you get off the side of the road. It drops off on either side. And that would require a lot of grading and a lot of fill. And also it's about halfway between the north end and the south end of the trail. So you would be starting your use of the trail halfway, not at either end. And then another person at the last meeting brought up, well, what about Howard Road? And I looked into that, and the town does not own the land off the end of Howard Road. So that is not an option. So I feel like we should be looking into a possible parking area on South Road, the flat area that's right across the street from where the current parking is designed. And but I do not think we should go forward with the design. And I think that in the future, when we have a design by our engineer, we should be given a chance, or at least Jim or me, whoever's spearheading this, should be given a chance to talk to the engineer before we all see it for the first time, because I think we could have headed off at least part of the issues with this particular design. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for your insight, and we appreciate you looking into another spot at this point.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, go ahead, Bob.
Just a comment. Hey, Gwen, Bob Moore. You hit on a couple of things that I would, on locations, thought I'd like to sit down with you and share and talk about some possibilities. Because I think somewhere in there, there's something there that can be worked out. So that's amenable with you in the next week or so.
Great. Maybe. Let me know when you want to meet.
Okay. I'll give you a contact this week and we can sit down and I have these ideas I've had for a while and I like to bounce them off. Since we've been involved in this trail things forever, it's kind of like Glenn makes one good point I want to point out having to do with, and it goes beyond just what's designed here. When we first got into the, adopted this thing and talked about the trail, one of the things that everyone from all the different towns sort of agreed upon, when we dealt with a wetlands crossing, it was going to be as natural as possible and not have what was designed there, anything close to that. And I think that's key to anything that we ever do here, that we stick to that. And I'm glad you brought that out because that's a pretty important point. That's all I have to say, but thank you for all your work.
You're welcome.
Is there anybody else?
Mr. Chairman, Pam Sawyer.
Yes.
One of the things that was brought up recently this week in a letter, and it's I can attest to it, is that there is a bobcat den right back there near where Gwen Mann was referring to. And one of the things that we know is this has still been held as a riparian corridor because it's been a greenway for so long. It's, I think, something that we should be considering very sensitive. And it's important to note that we don't have Coventry working on their side yet as far as where they would like to come. So at this point, this 1 mile stretch of trail that is so close and parallels the Rails to Trail and the Laura Toomey Clark wild trail walk over on the other side of the road. I think it's hard to move forward with monies at this time for it. We know that last year's budget was a 10.5% budget, which is really rough on the town. So at this time, I think it's just not the right time to move forward on this. I did not support it down that section of route of South Road because of the danger in that particular stretch of road. We already had a major environmental spill within the last year right there. And you know how close it is to the brook too. So at this time, I'm not supporting moving forward with the trail. Thank you.
Any other comments? So that brings...
I have a question.
Yes, Jim.
So, Gwen, is it your idea that we put together a working group to study this and then be able to come back to the Board of Selectmen with a well-thought-out proposal?
Sure, that would be great. More perspectives on this could really help.
I mean, it seems like you have a pretty good ad hoc committee that you've been using to investigate already with one of the other selectmen and Brent. It seems to me that's a certainly a great start for an ad hoc committee to look at this, and I would certainly be happy to participate if you'd like. So that's just, I guess that's my thought, so that we're ready the next time, a grant opportunity comes around and we have a well thought out plan that, tries to address all of these issues.
Mather, are you willing to work on that with me?
He's looking for his unmute button.
Yeah, I would be.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Bob?
Likewise. I'd love to.
Oh, okay.
I'll just add to that. I agree that I think it needs a more discussion, input, design ideas. I feel like we're just kind of rushing this thing because of the deadline of the grant, which I get, you know, it's always nice to try to take advantage of something like that. But I think in light of the sensitivity of this whole thing, that's come to light, you know, certainly recently, and I haven't been on, you know, involved in this very long to know, but from what I gather just in this short time, it just seems like we need to slow down on it and, you know, put some better thoughts and energy into it. So, and I'd be happy to contribute to that.
Great.
Very good.
So Mr. Chairman, it might be appropriate for somebody to make a motion to put together this ad hoc committee.
Anybody want to make a motion to form a committee? Second?
Pam had her hand up, and I'll be quiet.
Oh. Does Pam have her hand up?
Yes, I was going to make another point, and it is not, to second the motion at this time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Did you want to continue with your point?
All right. I'll move that the Board of Selectmen form a ad hoc committee to study and come forward with a plan for a parking area for the existing walking trail. Nathan Hale walking trail. Thank you.
I'll second.
Is that Amanda?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any other discussion about the forming the ad hoc committee? Yes, Gwen.
May I ask Brent Mayerson if he wants to serve on that? He's really familiar with the property.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Is your comment in reference to this, Pam?
It's in reference to the issue, but not the committee. So I will speak after the vote.
Okay. All right. So all in favor of endorsing the committee? Pam?
Yes.
2, 3, 4. So I got 7 yays.
Yes.
And 0 nays. So we now have a ad hoc committee for the Nathan Hale Trail. Gwen, your hand is up.
You know what? I don't think I did that, and I don't know how to get it down.
It's on the bottom. The middle of the bottom of your screen.
I see share screen, summary, AI comparison, apps, whiteboards, chat.
Don't worry about it. Okay.
It only took me 2 years.
It was under more. Got it.
That's where it is.
Okay. Pam?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to ask, in reference to this issue also, you know, one of the things we are looking at and in our budget discussions, our grant match fund, and we look forward to other grants that we might be applying to. I think it's one thing that it's very important to this issue as to what the town portion in payment when there are grants coming forward. So maybe that's an item that we can also talk about at our retreat as it's pointing for this issue and others coming forward. Thank you.
Thank you. That brings me up to if there's no other comments about that.
Move we adjourn.
Second? Who's got a second? Amanda?
Come on, Amanda, get up there.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. It's 7-0 in favor of adjourning.
Matt, are you still on the line?
He is. Yes.
I got the snowmobile going, and I tore it all over the place today.
I was on mine, too. I didn't get a phone call from you, though.
Oh, well, I was waiting for you to call me. Well, that's okay.
I'll come over right now.
Is the recorded ending yet ended?
No, I haven't shut the recording off.
Well, Quinn looks great, by the way. Just wanted to say. Matt?
Yes. All right. Good night, all.